Sylvia J here with the all-new Out of Bondage Music Radio Show. And I have someone on the line that I think you're going to enjoy hearing about. She is a playwright, having served as a guest panelist on two Steve Harvey talk shows. Her name is Solandia Hammond, better known as entertainer and playwright Sue Ham. And Sue Ham is no new baby to the entertainment world, and she has spoken on the same stage as Les Brown, and she is herself a motivational speaker as well, and she does things as well as free workshops to help others who are interested in writing. Sue Ham has so many gifts and talents to her claim that it would be impossible to name them all. I do want to encourage you to check out her website at SueHam.com. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about a play that is coming to our listening area in Wilmington, North Carolina. She's going to let us know a little bit more about it. It's going down on June the 29th at 7 p.m. at UNCW. And the name of the play is called Rise Up. I saw the trailer to it, and it's enough. It is very suspenseful. It leaves you hanging. But I will just say that one of the taglines of the play is that there's nothing like a mother's love, something like that. Sue?
Hey.
A mother's love is to die for.
Yes.
I won't even tell the story about my mother's love. She was a single mother, so, you know, her love for me is, you're going to do right in school or else I'm going to serve some time. So tell us, what was your inspiration? Welcome to the Out of Bondage Music Radio Show. And Rise Up, this is the latest piece. Tell us what your inspiration was and what we can expect from this.
Thank you so much, Sylvia J, for having me on your amazing show. The inspiration, here's the thing, it's so funny. It just came to me. I always tell people all the time, my stories are downloaded from the heavens, from God.
Mm-hmm.
And the story just came to me because it's totally kind of like out of my genre. I like to write about love and romance.
Okay.
And so this has love and romance entangled in it, but it also has a lot of real life situations for people dealing with, you know, mm-hmm. life is mm-hmm. no joke.
Right.
So it's dealing with people who's trying to, you know, experience a good piece of the pie, like the Jeffersons. They want to have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
They want their kids to experience a better life. They want to rise up above the challenges and the setbacks so that mm-hmm. they can have the piece of the pie right here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it reminds me, but see, that cliffhanger in your trailer is more like Good Times. Like, do they get out the ghetto? That's all I want to know. Do they ever get out of the hood? Because, I mean, that, you know, Good Times could be kind of depressing. I mean, if you really think about it. You weren't thinking about
right.
when we were watching it. We were just so happy to see black people on television.
Yes.
But, so you're not going to tell us. Tell us a little bit about what, just the trailer is very, very powerful. I'm going to tell you guys again, check her out on Facebook, Sue Ham. Look for Rise Up Play. That should be easy to find. But give us a little bit about the story.
Well, the story is a family that's in a living in the ghetto. And like many families that's in the ghetto, of course, they want to live in a better neighborhood. So her father, there's a father in play. He tries everything to get his family up out of the ghetto. And what he comes to find out is that everything that glitters is not gold.
Mm-hmm.
He has three kids, two girls, son. And one of the kids is an aspiring singer. And so their hopes is to help her get a record deal, and that will open up the gateway for them to leave their past life behind.
Wow.
You know, and
that hits home.
It does, yeah. And the thing about it is, like I tell people, it has so many different messages, because one is it teaches us to follow our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Two is to rise above the challenges that may come against us. Three is be honest, because those secrets, those skeletons in the closet, they will come to haunt you.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when the mother, Natalie, steps in. And now, you know, the thing is, oh my God. Oh, it's her love mm-hmm. for her kids. Mm-hmm. Is it to die for?
Yeah.
We'll just find out.
We'll just have to find out. You know, when you're talking about secrets, there's a song that we play on the show. Actually, it's one of the most recent songs that I started playing, and it's by Israel Houghton, and it's called Secrets. And
mm-hmm.
that song really gets down to the core of, you know, we keep our secrets, and God loves us the same, you know, that nobody knows us. and nobody cares. And nobody ever will, because we hide things. So that's the essence of this. This is going to be a really good play. Rise Up, the stage play written by Sue Hamm. And did I get your name right the first time? That is such a beautiful name.
Yes, you did. Matter of fact, I wanted to commend you on that, because
you pronounced it right, girl.
Thank you.
I get that all the time, because my name is Salivia, and so sometimes people will call me, I won't even tell you, I have been called Goquivia. That's a fighting word right there.
Well, I messed up your name. No. I'm sorry.
No. You actually got it right, I thought. So if you did mess it up, I didn't hear it, but it's really okay. But Salandia is just a beautiful name, and Sue Hamm, I guess that was an easy name to remember, but how did you come up with Sue Hamm, or was that like one of your cousins? You know, they never can say your name. Like, I have an uncle that still can't say my name right. And I won't say what my nickname is that he calls me, but like, that was a family member right there. Sue Hamm. Sue Hamm.
Actually, you know what's so funny is that I had a French teacher. My French teacher, Mr. James, used to say Sulandia, because it's spelled S-U.
Oh, right.
But actually, I got the name from some classmates of mine, and they were like, you know what, you look like a Sue. I'm going to call you a Sue.
Were they your African-American classmates? Okay.
Yes.
Point taken. Somebody's uncle, somebody's cousin. Yeah. Well, Sue Hamm has a play coming to Wilmington June 29th at 7 p.m. And it's going to be at UNCW's Keenan Auditorium in Wilmington, North Carolina. The tickets are only $25. And tell us where we can get tickets. And it's a play for the whole family, right?
Or
okay, I see here it says no children under 7 years old permitted. Okay, we know why, but tell us why, because you know we'll get mad if we see that and we get there with our 7-year-old. I mean, 6-year-old. And look, this is not for folks. This is a faith broadcast, so don't show up talking about her on Out of Bondage. And she said that she could come at 6. She's really 7 and a half.
Right. The reason for that is because we don't want any distractions. Right. We want people to really enjoy a great night of theater. So, you know, it takes away when you have a baby crying or children who are restless. So we're saying, listen, you come out. And what we have found is that children usually typically 7 years and or older can sit still and watch the show.
Right.
And they will watch it because, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but just from our past experiences, kids that are 7 years and older, they really enjoy our shows. They're watching it like they're watching TV or film.
Yeah.
So that's the sole purpose for 7 years or older.
Well, I'm so glad that you said that. They're watching it like television. And sometimes we forget that live theater is still a way to express. I mean, before we had these digital items, there was live theater in biblical days. And we just do not need to discount putting children in front of something substantive like this play Sue Hamm has, Rise Up. And it's going down June 29th, 7 p.m., Keenan Auditorium at UNCW. And is there anything else you want to say to, is this your first time doing a play in the southeastern North Carolina?
Yes, it is in North Carolina. Let me say this. I was a Marine. I was stationed at Camp Lejeune.
Camp Lejeune. Camp Lejeune with all your churn. Okay.
Yes.
We have listeners in Camp Lejeune. Shout out to Jacksonville listeners.
Hoorah.
All right.
But yeah, I was a Marine. And when I got out in 2001, I actually started working in Wilmington, driving back and forth from Jacksonville to Wilmington, working as a loan officer.
Wow.
And I would pass by. Yeah. And I would pass by UNCW, and I would always say, one day I'm going to have my shows in that building. Now, at the time, I wasn't doing entertainment because I was afraid of my gifting, to pursue it.
All right.
But lo and behold, that's 2001. Lo and behold, here it is 18 years later, Sabrina Hickman and Brandon Hickman, Big B, they are producing the show and bringing me here. It's the first time here in North Carolina. And I just want to say, for anyone that's listening, speak what you want into the atmosphere. Do the work and watch it manifest. Because I had no idea that I would be here doing exactly what I wanted to do in 2001. What I claimed I said I would do in 2001.
Wow.
So this is exciting for me. Not my first play. We've written and produced about 5-6 plays like over the last 2.5-3 years, so we're pretty busy. You know, some have been in California, some have been in, we've done stage readings in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. We've done our shows in King Street, South Carolina, Sumter, South Carolina, Conway, South Carolina. So we're doing what we love. And for anyone that's listening, please live your dreams, man. Follow your dreams to success.
Well, Solandra, you are definitely the person. Solandia, you are definitely the person to tell them, because I see that you, I mean, you're in pictures with Danny Glover, and you know, it's not that you idolize people, you're just kind of saying, this is the purpose that put me in the position, and it was all God. And so that is the beautiful thing that listeners and I and others like me need to hear. So thank you so much for that inspiration, and I hope that, you know, Godspeed to you for your play, and hopefully you guys will have a booked out turnout.
So
we're going to post the information on the play on outofbondage.com, so if you want to go there and check it out, we have how you can get tickets right there. So thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sister. And I'm looking forward to meeting you in person on June 29th. Blessings to you.
Yes, blessings to you back. And don't go away. There is more great music to come on the all-new Out of Bondage Music Radio Show. Stay tuned.